The Gift of the Magi by O. Henry. $1.87. That was all. And 60 cents of it was in pennies. Pennies saved, one and two at a time, by bulldozing the grocer, and the vegetable man, and the butcher, until one's cheeks burned with a silent imputation of parsimony that such close dealings implied. 3 times Della counted it. $1.87. And the next day would be Christmas. There was clearly nothing to do but flop down on a shabby little couch and howl. So Della did it. Which instigates the moral reflection that life is made up of sobs, sniffles, and smiles, with sniffles predominating. While the mistress of the home is gradually subsiding from the first stage to the second, take a look at the home. A furnished flat at $8 per week. It did not exactly beggar description. But it certainly had the word on the lookout for the mediancy squad. In the vestibule below was a letterbox, onto which no letter would go, an electric button for which no mortal finger would coax a ring. Also appearing thereunto was a card bearing the name Mr. James Dillingham Young. The Dillingham had been flung to the breeze during a former period of prosperity when its possessor was being paid $30 a week. Now, when the income was shrunk to 20, though they were thinking seriously of contracting to a modest, unassuming D. But whenever Mr. James Dillingham Young came home and reached his flat above, he was called Jim, and greatly hugged by Mrs. James Dillingham Young, already introduced to you as Della, which is all very good. Della finished her cry and attended to her cheeks with a powder rag. She stood by the window and looked out dully at a gray cat walking a gray fence in a gray backyard. And she had only $1.